Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:51.
Yeah, you got to get on.
Chris Keating covers the Capitol expertly for The Current, and he had page A1 story on Sunday about the governor's new $18 billion transportation plan. What is this, transportation plan version 6.0?
Yeah, well, I guess it's the new and the latest and the greatest.
Okay, so here's what I don't understand from reading your outstanding article, as they all are. So now the idea is to toll bridges under repair, right? That's going to be where the tolls come from.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So if the bridges are under repair and traffic already sucks around there, we're going to stick tolls in there for people?
I guess that's a good point. The interesting thing, right, the point of these tolls, and it's a combination of tolls and getting money from the feds, and you don't have to pay the money back to the feds until you've finished the improvement.
Right. Okay.
But yes, on the toll part, you can use that money to fix the bridge and basically the approaches to the bridge. So probably one of the best examples would be the Gold Star Bridge in New London, Groton. Everybody knows what that is.
Yes. Right, it's
in
a disaster.
Words, your toll would only be dedicated to that before you go way up in the air and go up and over that that bridge right there.
Okay, now here's what I'm thinking, Chris. This is kind of an incremental thing. So let's say, in fact, you start tolling bridges that are under repair. When the repairs are over, do the tolls stay?
As far as I know, yes.
So in other words, you're just trying to, piece by piece, you're putting tolls in. That's what you're doing.
Well, I guess, yeah, and these would be on multiple bridges, and the money would have to be earmarked to fix that bridge. In other words, maybe that's obvious, but I'll say it anyway. In other words, if you do it for the Gold Star Bridge, you can't take that money and go fix I-84 in Danbury with it.
Okay. But as you mentioned just a moment ago, and they snuck it in, okay, well, what about the approaches the same? So could you go part of 95, let's say, back to, someplace else on the shore?
Well, in other words, not only the repairs to the bridges itself, but say the approaching exit and entrance ramps.
Well, okay.
In other words, it wouldn't have to just be on the bridge proper, the bridge and related environs.
And we're not using tolls anymore, I understand. It's user fee.
Oh, is that what it is now?
It's not the T word, it's the U word.
I feel better.
Yeah, when you hear the word user fee, that generally means tolls. But, lately I've been hearing the word user fee a lot more often. I never heard the word user fee a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't hear it 3 weeks ago. another big point in your story.
Jeez.
Another big point in your story is called fixing the worst choke points. What exactly does that mean?
Yes, the Lamont calls them the choke points. These are the worst traffic spots around the state.
I can
and
a million.
Previously, until they fixed it, Waterbury on 84
awful.
Was horrendous, as you know.
Right, the Mixmaster.
Yes.
And even beyond.
And the lead up to the Mixmaster, for lack of a better term. So, in other words, that is widened there. You got better breakdown lanes. The whole area is just better. I think that was about a $300 million project.
Right.
And they were talking about that all the way back when REL was running John DeStefano.
Yeah, it was a 10-year project, as I recall, something like that.
Yeah. Jody REL was talking about that. And they also had, so they fixed in Cheshire and Southington, if you recall.
Right.
And then they kind of extended it and connected it to Waterbury. The bottom line, though, is if you drive through there and you drove through there 10 years ago, it's quite a difference.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I've got to say true. Well, what about 84 eastbound? Although they are working at westbound, 84 through Hartford. They are working on that, I suppose, right?
Well, they're always working on the area right near Aetna.
Yeah.
So-called viaduct. Believe it or not, that's $20 million a year just in maintenance. $20 million a year. Just to keep it going. No expansion, no lane extension, nothing. Just to keep it up in the air.
You want to talk about a choke point? Hello.
Well, I don't know exactly how you would fix that choke point. You could bring John Larson on. He wants to put the tunnel.
Yeah,
right.
The
yes,
tunnel.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. The
there you go. Bingo. So how does the governor expect to get Republican support for this? And how does he expect to muster enough Democrats to push it through?
Well, I think the Republican support would come more towards this federal money, allegedly at 1.9% interest from the Trump administration. The Republicans kind of like that. Republicans don't like the toll idea. So this is kind of a hybrid plan that they're talking about, a combination of federal money and a combination of tolls, if that makes sense.
I could seriously, Chris, I can think of like a million bridges that you could probably put tolls on. So it just seems to me it's kind of a backdoor way of getting tolls in here.
Well, I guess you would need to come up with a list of bridges. Sometimes you're driving over a bridge in Connecticut and you don't even know it. So when the Mianis River Bridge went down,
right,
people didn't really think of that as a bridge.
Wow.
Now, you know what? You're right. You're exactly right about going over bridges and not understanding. Now, is this all going to wait for the 2020 legislative session? Could we see a special session, which, you know, we heard so much about special sessions between May and June?
Oh,
our ears
God,
were,
yes.
And now we haven't had any of them.
Yeah, well, Lamont wants a special session, but the legislators don't seem too excited about that. I talked to a legislator yesterday. Certainly not in the short term. I don't think you're going to see a special session in the short term. Lamont wants to see it, though, before February. So it's a little bit up in the air.
Oh,
not a lot of excitement for the short term.
No, and I'm thinking the thing we have to keep in the back of our minds is that, you know, again, next year is an election year, a year from now. And you got to be thinking about that down the road.
That's a very good point. A lot of these issues, like legalizing marijuana.
Sports gambling, maybe?
A lot of people in 2020, the fact that it's an election year, which is what you just said, yes, that is a factor, no question.
Just keep your head down, right?
Yeah. A lot of people, yeah, sometimes the mantra is, you know, don't make me vote on this. Please just don't make me vote on it.
Why are you there?
Can we do this later? Can we do this another time, maybe?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in 23, 24. That'll be a good time.
We've done that a lot.
Chris, great work as always. A good read from Sunday's Current. Chris Keating is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Grand Lady. Chris, thanks.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
By the way, an online subscription is well worth it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.